We are in a Siv Oshal on Parsha Lech Lecha, on the first piece, Lech Lecha, on page
Samech Bet. We're on Samech Gimel. We're starting in the middle of the piece. Last time that this group was together, we did the first part of the piece. We're jumping in. Little recap in terms of where we're at, in terms of what the piece was talking about. It started off with a question on a Medrash. The Medrash notes that there's two times where Avraham was told Lech Lecha. He's told Lech Lecha here at the beginning of Parsha Lech Lecha. He's told Lech Lecha mi'artzecha u'milaretzecha mi'tavicha ela aretz she'ereka. Go to the land that I will show you. And there's definitely a test in there. But there's a second time where he's told Lech Lecha. He's also told Lech Lecha by Akedat Yitzchak. When he's told to Shecht, his most beloved son, the son he loves, he's told to Shecht Yitzchak. And wildly, in the Medrash, Rebbe Levi asks the question, which of these two Lech Lechas is more beloved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Nesiv HaShalom asks the Pasha question, which is, what do you mean which one's more beloved? Go and travel to the land that I will show you, or kill your son? Obviously, kill your son is the more intense and dramatic test. So obviously, succeeding in that test is going to be more beloved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the question? That's the primary question that he's setting out to answer. And in order to answer that question, he laid the groundwork, which is, he quoted the Arizal, which he often quotes, which is that from Adam Arishon until today, every single person in this world is totally unique. They're totally unique because each one of us has a unique tafkid. Every single one of us has a goal. Every single one of us has a unique purpose in this world. If you exist, you have a unique purpose. That's why each one of us is different. We have different tools. We have different capacities. We have different emotional capacities, psychological capacities, spiritual capacities, physical capacities. Each one of us is totally different because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us exactly the tools that we need to fulfill that which we are meant to fulfill in this world. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us within the circumstances that we need to be in order to become the person that we need to be to fulfill that purpose in this world. So some people are born into an easier situation, seemingly. Some people are born into a family that's more religious, a family that's more wealthy, a family that's in a more settled area, a family that's more comfortable. Some people are born into families that are more challenged. Families that don't stay together. Families where there's no shalom bias. People are born into all kinds of situations and scenarios. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates all of our scenarios along with all the tools that He builds into us so that we have everything designed exactly as it needs to be, internally and externally, to forge the person He needs. He needs every single one of us. Because each one of us has a goal in this world, and the only person who can fulfill that goal is you. And you have exactly what you need in the exact circumstances of your lives to get you to the place with the tools that you need to succeed in that test and do what you need to do in this world. That was the setup. The bottom paragraph on page Samech Bet, which is where we ended off, into Samech Gimel, he said, so too in terms of our midos. Some people are born with a natural inclination towards positive midos, in which case they have to channel those towards their goal. And others are born with more negative midos, and their goal is to overcome those midos. Anger, jealousy, desire, ego. But there's no place in this world for jealousy. I shouldn't be jealous of anybody else's circumstances or conditions. Jealousy implies, I wish, from your perspective, I wish I had what she has. I wish I was as, if only, I could talk about this last time, if only I was as smart as her. No, if you were as smart as her, you'd be doing those smarty things and be totally derailed from what you're supposed to be doing. If only I was as popular as her. Well, no, if you were as popular as her, you'd be distracted by those social situations and you wouldn't need to do what you'd need to be doing. If only I was as interesting as her. If only I was as beautiful as her. If only if I was all these things in their minds, jealous of this, jealous of that. It's all meaningless. If only I grew up in a house like hers. If only that didn't happen to me when I was 12, when I was 15. If only. Maybe it's egotistical to say this, or alternatively, maybe I just got into a place of self-acceptance. I don't know, one of the two. Sometimes in Q&As, like usually not one-on-one, it's actually usually in a panel that this comes up. They'll say to everyone in the panel, if there's one thing that you could change in your life, what would it be? I genuinely don't have an answer to that question. And all of us go through stuff. I'm no different than anybody else in this room. We all go through stuff. And I did not have a simple childhood, and I'm sure most of you didn't have simple childhoods. And I didn't have simple teenagers, and I'm sure you didn't have simple teenagers. And on different levels, in different ways, we all went through struggles and social challenges and personal challenges, and we all went through COVID, and we're all going through a war, and all of these things that we're going through, each one of us in our own way. We all go through stuff. I wouldn't change anything. Because if you pull any one of those strings, I wouldn't be here standing with you learning Sivo Shalom together today. And that's where I want to be. Because it's all part, and I mean this genuinely, it's all part of the circumstances that forge who we are and what we are and get us to exactly where we need to be. That's our recap from last time. So with that, we can move forward into the new paragraph on the top of page Samech Gimel, the first full paragraph, Vizehu. Vizehu gam kein inyanim shel kol nisyonot ha'chaim ha'ovrim al ha'adam. And this is also all of the tests of life that the person goes through. Sheyesh shemina shamayim manigim et ha'adam b'nisyonot kashim. There are times when min ha'shamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us through tremendously difficult times. I didn't think this piece on purpose, but what could speak more to the moment than this? To the point where there are times, and every one of us can relate to this in our own life in our own way, whether it's something in your past, whether it's this literal present moment, that there are times when Chas v'Shalom a person feels that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting me through something so difficult. There's no way I can overcome this. There's no way. How am I going to get through this? How am I going to get to the other side of this? A personal tragedy, a personal difficulty, a national tragedy or a national difficulty. There are times I sit there and I say, there's just no way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's just no way. This is not a test for me. This is a joke. There's no way. Says the Nesivos Shalom. Ach ha'emet hi shekol nisyonot ha'chayim ha'ovrim al ish yehudi. He says, no, but the truth is that all of the tests that come in the life of a person, in the life of a Jew, ha'rei kulam, every single one of them, and open yourself up to this. And yeah, dafka now when it might seem very hard to do so. Open yourself up to this. Every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us through is lehana'atcha uletovatcha. That's how Rashi translates lech lecha. Go for you. Go for your benefit. Everything you go through is for your benefit. Everything is lehana'atcha uletovatcha. Everything is for your good. Shemovilim oto la'asig tachlito. Everything I go through in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me to this juncture in order to get me to the next step to becoming who I was meant to become. And yeah, it stinks that often comes through challenge and through pain and through suffering. That means we're being put under pressure. We're being forced into a state of growth. That by making it through those challenges, we can get to what we're meant to fix in this world. We can get to our purpose in this world. For example, he says that when a person does tshuva, the fullest tshuva there is, the Gemara gives the example of somebody, lo alinu, committed adultery. He says, what's a baal tshuva? A baal tshuva is a person who's put in the exact same position and makes the right choice. The exact same time, the exact same place, the exact same woman. And in that impossible situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him to the exact spot, the exact circumstances where he failed. Says the Nesivos Shalom, "How the Ora Harei was Nisyon Kashev Yoter." That's the worst test there is. He's in the exact same state he was in when he failed the last time. But the truth is, even that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him to that exact same place, and that exact same circumstance, that exact same person, the exact same moments being relived. That's all for your good. That only way to truly overcome, to do tshuva, is to be in the same circumstance and overcome it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to tests, he's doing it because he wants to give us the opportunity to grow. Because we need that in our lives. Of the smaller personal moments, the difficulties that we face in our personal lives, and on a national scale as well, it's all the same. It's all the same. It's not stam that all of you are here, and only you are here, in this moment, at this time, in this year, in this month, in this circumstance. You're here. And the answer of what is meant for you may not be the same for each and every one of you. It's not. For some, the challenge has been kibbutz av ha'im, and parents who said, you get home now. And some of it's been the challenge of walking into a challenge that you didn't sign up for. You signed up for Shana Aleph. This is not what you signed up for. And some of you, the challenge could be figuring out where you're at, how you feel, how you're reacting. Each one in their own way. But there needs to be a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding each one of our lives exactly where we need to be. To take that in, to internalize that, to personalize that. We don't have to be happy about it. Ultimately, if one deep gets to it, gets to a deep place of emunah, you should even be happy about that. Not what's going on, but that you are there, that I'm exactly where I need to be. But at least to, on a lower level, come to a place of recognition. This is where I'm meant to be. What am I meant to get out of this? It's an older concept. I didn't come up with this. It's a very, very beautiful concept that's quoted all the time. But it's so deep and it's so important. It's a very, very deep concept. I'm sure we said this last year. But it's something to always go over in the difficult circumstances that we're in. You can ask the same word with the same letters two different ways. You can ask lama, why. Exact same letters. Lima. Where is this going? And both are significant questions. Lama, why is an incredibly important question. But so often, all we get stuck in is, why? Why me? Why this? It's not fair. And yeah, it's not fair. And yeah, it's awful. And yeah, it's difficult. Lama, yes. But if we miss the fundamental question of lima, then what did we go through it for in the first place? Because if we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in Hashkacha, and we believe in divine providence, and we believe in the loving, guiding hand of God, then we, each one of us on our own level, need to ask, where is this taking me to? Why am I here? How is this part of my journey? What decisions am I meant to be making right now? Where to go? What to do? Who to become? Don't leave those opportunities on the table. That's why we're here. Where is here? Whatever moment in life and wherever place in life we happen to be is exactly where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us. Vizeu. Let's make sure that we get to Lech Lecha. Vizeu. Zeu perush Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha mi'artzecha mi'latatzecha mi'bitavicha. Leave your land, leave your birthplace, leave your father's household.
Lech lecha.
What does it mean, lech lecha? Go to you.
Hainu el yudecha. Go to your destiny. Go to your goal. Go to who you were meant to become.
That's the first words of the first Jew. Life is a journey with a destination.
And every minute that you have the breath of life inside of you,
you need to take one more step towards your destination. That's why we're here. And everything we go through is one,
is guiding us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to actively make the free will choice to take one more step to who we were meant to be.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and says, every one of us, Lech Lecha, go to who you were meant to be.
Hainu al yudecha, el tikun nishmatcha, to what needs to be fixed in your neshama.
What you were meant to fix in this world. This is why we're here.
He saves that one for special times. The very stark thing he's about to say. He says you could have a person.
This is Steve O'Shallum saying this, not me.
You could have a person.
A person who is mamish, was
father's the Rosh Yeshiva. And his bris
was in the Beis Medrash.
And his pidyon abin was in the Beis Medrash.
And he went to school in that Beis Medrash.
And he was bar mitzvah in that Beis Medrash.
And he got married under a chuppah in that Beis Medrash.
And his kids had their bris in the Beis.
He never left.
And he davened and he learned and he davened and learned. This guy's a tzaddik.
Says Nesi Oshalom. Not me. Says Nesi Oshalom. Such a person can go up to Shemayim after 120. And he says, I did it. I was born in the Beis Medrash. I lived in the Beis Medrash. And my hesped was in the Beis Medrash. I lived and died in the Beis Medrash. I learned my whole life. I davened my whole life in the Beis Medrash.
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Siva Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can look at the guy. Say, yeah, but what did you accomplish? Really?
What did you accomplish? He says, yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can look at the guy and say,
yeah, you were born in the Beis Medrash. And you have your bar mitzvah in the Beis Medrash. And you got married. Did you even think about why I put you here? Or were you just going with the flow? Did you ever ask yourself, who am I?
Did you ever ask yourself, what are my kochos?
Did you ever ask yourself, why am I here? Or did you just sit there because it was the easiest thing to do with the best probability of having a positive outcome? Did you ever give it a thought?
Because says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this guy, not to every guy who does this, but to this guy. Because I had other plans for you.
And you were so busy covering your bases and living the easy life because you were born into that, that you never asked yourself, who am I and what am I meant to be in this world? And for some, and for, in that case, that guy, maybe his goal was to be the God of Lador.
But the Nesi Yerushalayim is pointing out, it could be that guy, maybe his job wasn't to be sitting in these measures.
He had other goals, he had other things he was supposed to do.
And that wasn't good enough.
The first words of the first Jew and every Jew are, Lech Lecha.
Don't go to become him. And don't go to become her. And don't go to become what that Rebbe told you to do. And don't go to become what that Rakeza told you to do.
Especially if it's in a broad forum to lots of people.
You go to you. And go to you doesn't mean what it means in 2023, which is to define your own identity as whatever you want. That's what I'm talking about.
That's shiur also. That's ego or insecurity, which are two sides of the same coin. Go to you means actually doing the work of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who do you want me to be? Why did you put me here?
Because everything you gave me was for a purpose. Where am I meant to be going? What's my purpose? And even the guy who sits in Beis Medrash his whole life could have made the wrong call if that wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him here for. Lech Lecha.
Vizeh.
Yeah, I'll get you at the end. We have a few minutes left. I want to just play off the beast. Vizeh davar Hashem al Avram. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram. Shenichlal bazeh gam. Hora'a lechlal Yisrael. This is also his guidance to Klal Yisrael. Zar'o shel Avraham, the children of Avraham. Lech lecha perush lagiel tikun neshama shayach elecha v'tachlitcha miyuedet elecha. What we've already been saying. If he said it to Avraham, he's saying it to every one of us. Go to you. Go to your purpose. Go to your destiny. Alecha latzeit mi'artzecha v'latzecha v'mitzavicha. It's on you to leave your land, to leave your birthplace, to leave your parents' household. So beautiful, what he's saying, it doesn't mean literally leave your land, leave your house, leave your father's household. It means you were born into a certain set of circumstances. You were born into what you have thought were a certain set of limitations. Don't let your birthplace, don't even let your parents' household, don't let the way that you were brought up, for better or for worse, the good and the bad, don't let any of that limit you. You need to become you. And all of those things will have helped define your journey. But ultimately, you need to become you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Avram Avinu came up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120 years? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what were you doing? You ridiculous idolater, what were you doing? And Avram said, yeah, I've been idolatry my whole life because, I mean, my dad, he was like the biggest idol seller in the, what? That you had me born into his house and he sold idols and then I did what he did and it was the family business and I just wanted to make a living to take care of my family and my kids. Like, can you imagine? Can you imagine? No Jewish people. No Klal Yisrael. If he would have limited himself by the circumstances into which he was born and didn't make any free will decisions. The first Jew defines what it means to be a Jew. Do not be limited by your circumstances. Seek out your destiny. Seek out your destiny. 2 minutes and then we'll finish and then we'll ask all the questions afterward. I'll stick around afterwards. Seek out your destiny. Leave all of your stuff behind. Again, it doesn't mean that you have to leave everything behind. But if you're taking it with you after 120, know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look you in the face and say, why did you take that with you? And as long as you can answer that question, it's fine. But if your answer is, that's just the way I was brought up. I don't know, that's just... I mean, I was born into America, so I have American values. I don't know. I was born into a family that was challenging, so like I just repeated the mistakes of my parents. I don't know. I went to Jewish day school, and I just repeated what they taught me when I was in kindergarten. We're required to forge ourselves into the Jews that we were meant to be to fulfill our purpose in this world. And even if you agree with every... You were born into the perfect household. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Rebbe says this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you and says, why do you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer, well, because my parents did isn't good enough. Everybody, Kodesh Baruch Hu obviously wants everybody to believe in him. What's the answer? My parents taught me that you exist, and I did this internal work to figure out if you exist, and I came to the conclusion that my parents were right, and I believe in you too. That's the journey of a Jew. That's what makes it real. That's what makes you you. It doesn't mean you have to leave it behind, but it means you need to become who you're meant to be on your own terms. Lech lecha. Let's finish the paragraph and then call it a night. Dinei ha-shorashim shel kol ha-tchunot va-tziviot novaim migimel yananim elu. Because everything that we are comes from these three things. Yish tchunot she-shorasham mi-artzacha. There are things that impact us that are from our land. L'chol eretz yish et ha-tchunot ha-ra'ot ha-shayachim elea kigon ritzicha v'gezel v'chuleg sh'shehem mitpashtim el kol b'nei ha-aretz. Because we all come from a land. Most people here are American. There are things that make us American. There are potentially things that are American, which possibly may not be bad things. Maybe. Possibly. And that's okay. But did you go through the process of asking the question of, what part of me is American just because I was brought up in America? Nebuch of anybody's here. What part of me is Canadian if I was brought up in Canada? If she's still listening, you miss her. If there's something that's a part of me that's British, it's because I was born British. Right there. Stay for a seat. Right? Ask that question. It could be. It could be. Okay. It could be that the answer is that I want that to be a part of my identity. Could be. But am I that because that's simply the way I was brought up, or am I that because I decided that's what I want to be part of my identity? Top of the next paragraph. And there are things that have to do with my birthplace, my hometown. Maybe one of the five of them. Right? My hometown. That's part of who I am. Is it because I grew up there? Is that why that's part of me? Or have I actually thought it through and decided that that's who I want to become? Have I dropped the bad and kept the good, or kept everything because that's just who I am? There are the things that come from the house that we were brought up in. Everything the parents do, mamish comes down onto the children. The alzene emar, and that sort of Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at him and says, "Lech lecha, go to yourself." La'agia l'tikun u'l'tachlit shelcha, go to your fixing, go to your purpose, go to your goal. Alecha latzeit mikol atzkunot haraot shel artzecha u'molartecha beit avicha. It's on you to leave everything behind that was meant to be behind. All the bad, keep the good, all the bad. Of your land, of your birthplace, of your parents' household. To dig deep and ask, who am I and why am I this? Does this align with Judaism? Is this who I want to be? Is this what Judaism wants me to be? Is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be? Is this part of my Avodah Hashem? Is this coming against my Avodah Hashem? Who am I and why am I that? And where did it come from? And is it taking me to my purpose, or is it holding me back? And all of this, where is it going to take you? Lech lecha, me'artzecha, u'me'artzecha, u'me'tavicha, where is it going to take you? El ha'aretz she'ra'eka. If you leave all that behind, that's what will get you to the place that I will show you. That's what will get you to your ultimate destination. If you can leave all that behind, become the person you're meant to be, follow your purpose, follow your tafkid, and get to your destination, you'll get to the place that I will show you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of us will get to that destination. Generally speaking, for most people, we all live in challenging times. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always brings us challenges in order to grow. And every time a student says, how can I even be talking to you about this? It seems like I'm really struggling with it, but like she's going through so much worse and he's going through so much more. And what she's going, how can I even be upset? The answer is we always all have our struggles because that's part of our life. Happens to be right now we have a national struggle that we're all going through on some level in addition to that. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should be able to recognize that every moment of our lives, wherever we are, we are exactly where we need to be with exactly the tools that we need in order to accomplish exactly what we need to accomplish. Not what he needs to accomplish, not what she needs to accomplish, but what I need to accomplish as my Avodas Hashem. And every time I'm lech lecha, every time I go towards my goal, myself, and what I'm meant to accomplish, I'm going towards goodness, I'm fulfilling my whole purpose in this world, and there's nothing that actually fulfills me more than that. There's nothing that brings more sympathy to a Kadosh Baruch Hu more than that. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to recognize that, to make it through the challenges personally and nationally in our lives, to do so with clarity, to do so with strength, to do so with emunah and connectivity with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in a way that brings us closer to our purpose, closer to fixing what the world needs to fix, closer to Him, closer to fixing the world in a way that needs to be fixed in order to see the bringing of Mashiach.